This is
Positively Hygiene
with your host, Amber Lovatos,
Amy Parenti,
and Angela Doe.
Listen on as we dive into the positive of dental hygiene.
Our favorite conference is coming up, guys. RDH Under One Roof.
I'm so excited. Last time was the first time that Amy went.
Yeah, I did. I liked it so much more than I was anticipating. Everyone always had told me that Under One Roof is something else. They said compared to any other conference, it's just not the same. It's so much better and it's so much more fun and lighthearted. And I was blown. I can't wait. Even Ricky can't wait to go back, and he didn't even participate in anything. It's just such a good vibe. We're really looking forward to it.
And we had a podcast episode on that as well, so you can listen to it and hear Amy's first time experience.
So I think today we want to give y'all tips, especially for those who are first timers. First, mark your calendars for March 29th. Hopefully you have registered already. March 29th, the parties are going to open, and I would register for the parties early. Things like Heart to Hands, they always give like a free item. I think last year they gave you a choice of a electric toothbrush or a water flosser. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see Crest on the preliminary schedule, but if Crest does a mega session, they usually will give like a free item. The Packed and Cloud Party, they gave free whitening and then like a really fancy bottle opener. Yeah, I'd register for those parties early because last year they sold out and people were really upset about that.
And we know signing up for RDH Under One Roof can be like overwhelming because it's so much information and so like, where does it start? And that's why we wanted to have this podcast episode. I think at least when, you know, Amy signed up last year, we were there to sort of help guide her. And I know when it was my first time, I had people that guide me. And I know there are more first timers this year. I have some friends that are going for their first time as well. And they listen to our podcast. So hopefully they'll text me, but they'll hear this as well. And we can help them out on what to do.
Yeah.
If you've registered, that's great. But it doesn't open till later in March, the end of March, to where you can sign up for the classes and the parties. And so that is something you definitely like want to get on and do. You don't want to wait because they do fill up.
I would bring extra luggage because we got lots of free stuff. I got lots of free stuff, at least. I always seem to get stuff or we, you know, so bringing that extra space so you can bring stuff back.
Yeah, definitely bring a check-in luggage, but don't fill it up. So you have space to bring stuff home because even during the marketplace where basically all the company vendors are, you're going to get a lot of great freebies that you can test out and try. So you definitely want to have space to bring that home. I think another big thing is, I know if you haven't registered yet and you want to, I think the hotel, the Gaylord, where the event is at is mainly booked up, or at least they don't have all the days available. That's an incident my friend ran into, but go ahead and keep checking every day because people do cancel, you know, and so you can snatch that up. There's also a RDH Under One Roof Facebook that some people will be like, hey, I'm going to release a hotel. So, you know, you can be the first on there, and people ask a lot of first timer questions as well. And Endeavor, the people that run RDH Under One Roof or RDH Mag, they are on that Facebook group. So if you have any questions as well, of course, you can like contact them through the contact in the email. But I think also going through that Facebook group, you can reach them too.
Yeah. And if you're looking for a roommate, a lot of people will post roommate options on there. If you said first time registering, we ask that you use our friend Sandra's first timer code. I think it's LA Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. You don't get anything except for doing a good deed and helping out our friend. Sandra is like my, you know how we all have like our work mom? She is like my dental hygiene mom.
Yeah.
she is. I love her, but she's awesome. And if she gets like the most registered, she gets a prize. And so we're trying to help her get this prize. The classes are all included at RDH Under One Roof. The workshops do cost extra money. So I don't sign up for workshops. There were so many classes to take from the 20 hours of free, like the CE included. So I didn't register for anything extra.
It's something I also wasn't anticipating, that being new to it, was when you register and you're picked out your courses and you've built your schedule, opportunities still arrive in your email for spontaneous focus groups, right? There was a couple focus groups that came up, and then it was, you know, participate in this focus group, but we're going to like considering launching this new product. They don't give you many details, but they just say they're looking for 10 participants and that you'll be rewarded. I got a $100 gift card, and I was like, this is the coolest thing ever, because I just got to sit there with a bunch of other RDHs talking about these products that I would enjoy. You know, they have you sign an NDA, but it was just such a cool experience. And then to be compensated for it, I was like, you guys didn't even have to do that. This was fun, you know?
Yeah, I don't think I was compensated for what I did, but I made a networking connection, right? It was a company that I wouldn't have like met otherwise. And then I was, you know, down the road, I was able, they invited me to be on their podcast. It's just, it's because it's a smaller group. At least ours, I think, had like 20 people in it. So it's a more intimate setting where maybe you can meet, because RDH under one roof is huge. So it's a different way to meet other hygienists and get in contact with other people. That's a great reminder, Amy, because those focus groups, they're really cool. I think I like learning about new things or what's going to come out. So I had a good time doing the focus group I did.
Yeah. To Amy's point, you do get like emails. American Eagle will email you and be like, hey, set up your time to come learn about our instrument and you'll get a free instrument. Like you get emails like that where companies will have these like special offers, or they tell you like what they're offering. Oh, they have this punch card that if you go around and you like get the stamp for all the ones on the card, you're entered to win like cash money, like cash prizes.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the vendors will have like Yetis to give away, or like purses. There's just tons of like giveaways that you can enter.
So I think it'll be better if like you can find a roommate, or if you can be able to stay on site at Gaylord, just because it's easier to like go back to your room and rest for a bit in between activities. But also I think in particular for Denver, and what I heard is that like the other hotels aren't quite as easy as nearby to where you could access the Gaylord easily. But I don't know. I haven't been to the Colorado Gaylord before.
That's a good point. Well, we did, and I did several Gaylords. Like I did the one in Orlando, which is also really far from anything. But Angela and I did something that saved us. On Wednesday of when we got there early enough that we went to Target and we bought waters. We bought liquid IV. We bought bananas and like little snacks that we could eat. And that worked out so good because things at the Gaylord are expensive. Like the food's expensive and it's okay. It's not like it's fine. It's not bad food, but it's just sometimes you're just craving something like semi-healthy, right? And it was nice. And then sometimes like the restaurants close, and especially if you're going to the parties and stuff. So it's sometimes it's just nice to have like these little snacks that you can like can help you out.
And bring shoes to walk in, shoes that you're comfortable in, because the Gaylord is huge. So just getting from like your hotel room to the conference, that's a lot. And all the Gaylords are set up differently. So I don't know how close everything is in this one, but definitely bring shoes that you are comfortable in for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely have made that mistake where I will wear shoes that are just, they're cute, but they're not comfortable. So bringing flats. Angela always brings like a backpack. I do kind of prefer like a backpack over a bag because you are carrying so much stuff. Allow yourself some time to relax too and enjoy the moment. I sign up for other classes. I don't always attend all the classes. If I'm feeling like overwhelmed or if I need a break, take a break because those days go long.
Yeah. And I bring a backpack for that purpose because as you go through the vendor hall, you're going to get so much stuff that if you're carrying a tote, which I think they give you a tote, or at least there are vendors that give you
check tote, in,
it just gets heavy on your shoulder. So I just bring as a backpack for like supplemental support and putting all my goodies in.
And that's what was so nice about staying at the Gaylord too, as a plus.
For sure.
You can like go back to your room and unload and then come back. But if you're staying off site, then you have to travel, unload, and then come back. And then I know some people that were staying offsite because of having to drive back or get an Uber back, they weren't as keen on following through with the other events. You know, they're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to come back. You know,
yeah.
I don't think you get your full experience. I think it's a little bit too convenient to stay off, you know?
Especially because there are different themes too. Like there was like a Western wear party. And then there was like one, there was a party that went to that was like glitter or
oh yeah so last year was in Tennessee, so they did a lot of Western, boots and buckles or something. They did a lot of cowboy themes.
But during the day, I'm not wearing that stuff, right? So, like, I wear my regular professional wear or casual wear. A lot of people wear very casual wear. And then I would go to my room and I would change to the parties. If you're off-site, doesn't really allow you for opportunity to do that, you know? And so I can see, like, why you're like, oh, well, then I don't know, I gotta leave and go do that. The Gaylord is really big, right? It's so big. And the Gaylord app has a map to help you map out wherever you're going, which is nice because it can be quite large and you can get lost.
I think obviously, like, if you do a Target run before staying at the hotel, then obviously getting water and having water with you at all times, because otherwise I don't even remember seeing anywhere that you could have picked water up unless you stopped at one of the places in the hotel, which is going to be like a $3-4 water bottle. When will they know? March 29th, you said that's to sign up for all of the courses, including the CEs, right? It's not just the...
So I heard that this year you don't have to register for the classes. I don't know how true that is. I saw that on the Facebook group, but they say this year you don't have to, which honestly I think would be kind of nice to not sign up for classes because some people don't go to the classes, aka me. And so then they get filled up and then I'm like, well, I didn't get to go, but the class wasn't full, you know? See why that would be more flexible this year.
So will it be a first come, first serve?
I think so. But that's just what I read on the Facebook group. And then I would say that sometimes they still add things on in the future. So I could periodically like check up on stuff. If there's something that you like really get heard of and it's not on there, maybe it's something that they're adding in the future.
And if you have like a small business or anything, like bring business cards, you can definitely, you know, you'll definitely meet a lot of people there. And so you can have those to just keep up the connection with, or you can do the virtual, the phone app. Definitely bring layers because it can get cold in the conference rooms. And so you want to bring some layers. Definitely something you can easily and feel comfortable moving around in because of all that walking. And then I know I sometimes like change shoes. Don't stress too much about like looking business casual, or I don't even know if they have like attire recommendations.
Yeah, I like to wear like business casual, but like I know like Britt wears like slacks and then tennis shoes. That's totally the style right now. So I mean, you can be business casual and be comfortable. I wore loafers, shoes, and I feel like those are still cute and comfortable. And some people are like super casual. They're like jeans and a t-shirt. So obviously whatever your vibe is.
I even saw some dental offices there with scrubs.
Oh, see?
Some groups that went together and I was like, oh, that's pretty cute.
Yeah, that is cute.
Like hot pink scrubs. And don't stress about what you're wearing too. It's not a fashion show and no one judges. Like I saw girls and just like you said, t-shirt and jeans, and I didn't think anything different from them than someone that was wearing like a $300 Gucci dress. You know, like it's all about like, I love the RDH conference. And I actually talked to brands last time and they were telling me that this was their favorite. I know Orascoptic said this is their favorite conference because it's just... the hygienists make it such a fun environment because we're not practice owners. So there's no competitive, like cutthroat edging, you know, like a hygienist isn't going to go up to someone and be like, oh, how many practices do you own? And like try to like one up. Like no one's trying to one up anyone. We're all just like networking and meeting each other and supporting one another, which is really, really nice.
Well, even in the vendor hall, then like, you know, all the products are geared towards for us to use, for dental hygienists to use, versus going to a dental conference. It may be like software. It may be like some kind of big fancy machine, you know, like it's targeted towards us. And so it's everything like we'll be interested in or we'll use on our patients. It's a really great, really great atmosphere. So I have two friends that are going for the first time and I'm so excited for them. But also I'm scared because I'm like, I hope it lives up to the hype I've been like building on it and that they've been hearing, because they'll listen to this and I love them. I just don't want to disappoint them, you know, even though it's not my event by any means, I don't want to disappoint them. But I did tell them, I'm like, you guys have to do all the things. You can't be antisocial, like do all the things. Cause it is what you make of it too, you know, and that's with any kind of event or conference that you go to. It's what you put in is what you're going to get out of it. I feel like with any conference or even event or CE, it's what you make of it, right? Like it's what you put in, then you're going to get out. But I am like, I hope they enjoy it as much as I do. And I think it's the first conference they've gone to in a while as well. So I hope they like, they see the value in it too. And I know it's really cool because they had to pitch the idea to their boss for them to go. So they put in work to go.
You know, RDHN and Roof, it's a great conference. Even if you don't have anybody that you're going with, if you're going alone, you can meet people. People are super friendly. So some frequently asked questions that I got, because I asked about this in my stories, one of them was, what is the cost? I think the hotel room was $800 and something. And registration was $400, something like that. But I was splitting the room cost with like two other girls. So that way that reduces the cost on that. Somebody asked me if it's okay for students to go.
I wonder, do they have a student registration where it's like a little less? I wonder. Let's see. So there's a alumni or first timer full conference, military full conference. Okay. So you get a discount and of having a valid military ID. Yes, there's a student full conference. It's a lot cheaper.
How much is it for a student?
$285. And you get all the same things. And there is an exhibit day pass and an exhibit 3-day pass. So that goes to the vendor hall and the vendor receptions. I think none of their packages say dental hygienist. It's just full conference registration, military. So they don't differentiate on that.
Okay, I think we can end this on what we're looking forward to this coming year, or what our favorite thing is about RDH Under One Roof. I'm honestly just looking forward to seeing my friends. It's nice to like do a conference and see friends.
I'm looking forward to seeing friends, but friends speak. So Stephanie Botts is speaking, and then Janina speaking. I know Andrena speaking. Some of her friends are and it's a big deal to speak at RDH Under One Roof because it's very like, very limited speakers. And there's like a whole, like there's hundreds of applicants. So very excited to like be there and cheer them on.
I'm excited to see how this conference is different from last year. I ran into a couple different people last year that I met that said that, you know, this is their 10th or 12th time going, like they were going as a group. Amber, I think I was with you too, that we met when it was like about 10 years that this one group was coming together. And they just told me like, it's crazy to see how the conference has changed every year. So I'm kind of excited to see. I've seen one. Now I want to see another one and compare them.
Yeah, same. So hopefully we will see you guys there. If you see us, come up to us, say hi. Yeah, we'll see you in July.
Thank you for listening to Positively Hygiene.
Join us every Tuesday for a new episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram for the opportunity for how you can contribute to our podcast.
And follow and review Positively Hygiene on Apple and Spotify Podcasts.